But if you've gotten to know me yet in a year and a half, you know that I can be passionate about things. When is it better to be passionate than in Lent, right? At one part of my message for Ash Wednesday, I really wanted to encourage not only Mass, but daily Mass and going to confession. And there's actually been already a good response I've received from people. Thanks be to God. But I also got some feedback that maybe I put a good dose of Catholic guilt on that message a little bit. And that was not helpful. So I just want to say that it was not my intention in that way. And I am sorry for that. All right. The truth is that I am passionate. And I just really want you to know the power of these two sacraments in your life, Mass and confession, and to experience that grace in your life. Now, on a positive note from that, a couple of people have suggested this. They said, well, Father, if you want us to come to daily Mass, then why don't you put a Mass early enough in the morning that people who work can go for it? So that's definitely a conversation we're going to have and look at. So thank you for that feedback, okay? Today, as we get the first Sunday in Lent, we go with Jesus into the desert, like I said. I think that one of the most kind of scary, God-forsaken places, deserts of the world right now is the Ukraine. The whole world is so focused there, right? I heard an amazing story this week out of the Ukraine. There was a couple in the United States, I believe from Philadelphia, and they had had a Ukrainian girl from an orphanage in Ukraine to their house over Christmas. It's like an exchange program thing, so these orphans can experience a real Christmas with a family. And they really just came to love her a lot through that time over Christmas. And before she left, that dad said to the girl, he said, if anything bad ever happens, I'll come get you. I'll protect you. Don't be afraid. And she went home. So of course, when the war broke out, that father had these words ringing in his ears that he had said to that girl. And he woke up and he said, I have to go get her. I have to make good on my promise. So he talked to a Ukrainian Rite priest. I think that's what he was, a Ukrainian Rite Catholic. And they went over to the Ukraine. And of course, they had to sneak in and out across the border. There's absolutely no right of anything. And they said when they went in, it was like the movie The Walking Dead. As you walked in, and it was just a trail of destruction of cars and just rubble or whatever. And everybody's going out, and they're the only ones walking in, right? They got a 16-passenger van. They drove it to Kiev, near there where the orphanage was. And they put 22 orphans in this 16-passenger van with the other adults that were already there. And they drove out and actually got out. They said, we didn't even know if we'd be able to make it in or out. He said he wouldn't even say where the checkpoints were. It was kind of like he wouldn't tell. But they got out and they're safe. That's a powerful story. I want you to think about that father's words to that girl. If anything bad happens, I'll come get you. I'll protect you. Don't be afraid. The desert is really a scary place, actually. None of us, I think, have ever probably spent a night in the desert without shelter, right? But think about Jesus going into the desert, and he didn't bring anything with him. He had no food and no water for 40 days. That's the reality of what Jesus faced in the desert. What was Jesus going to do all day? Just sitting in the desert. He didn't have any projects to do. He probably could either sit there and think about not having food or anything to drink all day, or he could actually choose to stop and to turn to God and to pray. That was his choice. And then, after all those days, when he finally is weakened, then Satan shows up. That's scary. Satan tempting you. Am I going to be able to resist? Will I be enough? Now, we need to remember what happened right before the desert for Jesus. It was his baptism in the Jordan, right before this. Jesus had just heard the words of the Father speaking to him. You are my beloved son, and I am very pleased with you. It kind of sounds like the father's words to that orphan girl, doesn't it? If anything bad happens, I will be there with you. I will protect you. Do not be afraid. This is so important. Jesus was not alone in the desert. The Father was with him, loving him, protecting him, sustaining him, even if it's uncomfortable. Even when he was hearing all the other voices and all the doubts and the temptation, the Father's voice was there. I am here. I will take care of you. You see, Jesus, he had to let go of everything else in order to really live as the beloved Son of God. To rely completely and only on his Father and his voice and what he speaks and not on anything else. That's why Jesus went to the desert. And that's why today we go to the desert. Even in some small way, that's what we do in Lent. In fact, we also have to let go of everything. Why? To receive who we are. That we also are beloved sons and daughters of God. To learn to rely completely on Him and on no one and nothing else but Him and Him alone. That's what we do when we fast and we give alms. Fasting is giving up things. Almsgiving is giving away my money and giving away my stuff to people in need. Letting go of everything. So that the only thing I'm left with is God. And yes, that's uncomfortable. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. If your Lent's not uncomfortable, then you're probably not doing Lent. All right? We make ourselves uncomfortable. I think this is especially true if you've chosen to give up noise for Lent. TV, or music, or screens, video games, social media. Especially when we give up these things and take them away, right? In fact, you'll even notice here in church, more silence during Lent. The instructions for Mass say that during Lent, you're only supposed to use instruments to help us sing. The rest of the time, it's just supposed to be silent, actually. And that can be uncomfortable. And so I invite you into that uncomfortability in your life. I invite you to take what we're doing at church and to do that in your homes also. To have that silence. To let it be uncomfortable. It's hard, but it's good. What comes up in the silence, in that starkness? What do I find? When I give up something, maybe that I didn't think I could possibly give up, when I'm courageous enough to really do that, well, what I find is that maybe I get bored. And I find I struggle. And I find temptation. And I find fear. That's what I find when I enter into the desert. That's what we're supposed to find. That's what Jesus found. It can make it downright scary simply to just face myself and not have anything else to distract me. I have to face all that stuff inside of me. And above all, the lie that Satan tries to speak to our life. And in the desert, it's very loud. And that's the lie that you are alone. That you're alone. That you're alone and that you have to do it alone. The lie that you're not enough. And even an anxiety, an actual fear that I'm not safe without something to cling to. That God will not be there when I need Him, or that He will not be enough. Somehow I feel like I need to have noise, to have food, to have something. And that's the temptation, right? I need to do something to make myself feel better, to fill the desert, to face that temptation. Maybe you gave up alcohol, or nicotine, or pornography, or social media. Or maybe it was just chocolates and sweets, and that's hard for you. that even then, we have to say, are we going to do what Jesus did? We could either sit there and think all day long about what we gave up, or we could take that extra time to turn to God and to pray and to really ask His help. Rely on Him and not on myself. When you do that, the Father's words will be ringing in your ears, just like they were in the words ears of Jesus. You are not alone. I am with you. I will protect you. I will take care of you. Don't be afraid. Cling to these words. Cling to the words that God has spoken to you in your life. Remember them. Never forget what God speaks to you. It's hard to cling to God, who we can't see. It's a lot easier to cling to everything else around us that we see, right? But that's where faith comes in. That's what faith is. God is real. He is here. And He reassures us that it's okay even to be in the struggle. The struggle's okay. The struggle doesn't mean that something's wrong. It's okay to be in your temptations. It's okay to be in the struggle. It's okay that you experience this fear, this doubt, this desert. But just stay with me in the struggle. Remain with me here. You don't have to try to figure it all out by yourself. Just turn to me and rely on me. I am here. I will take care of you. Because the reality is that we can all feel like orphans. We feel alone. But the truth is that you're not orphans. You have a Father. A Father who cares about you as much as He cared for Jesus. You are His adopted son or daughter. It makes that orphan girl's situation seem a lot more real, doesn't it? That's what we are. We are adopted sons and daughters of the Heavenly Father. And He has made you a promise. I will come. I will be with you. I will take care of you. You do not need to be afraid.